It's 7:30 on Thursday morning, the 26th of February. Time for a look at the headlines from the Boyneside Radio News Desk. In Dublin, two separate inquiries are to be carried out into yesterday's gas blast at a Rialto block of flats in which four people were injured. In the Soviet Union, it's reported by the TASS news agency that the Soviets have ended their self-imposed moratorium on nuclear testing. An underground test was reported to have been carried out earlier today. In Italy, a warrant for the arrest of Archbishop Marcinkus, chairman of the Vatican's bank, has been issued by the two Milan judges who've been investigating the collapse in 1982 of the Banco Ambrosiani. In Derry overnight, a number of families had to be moved from their homes for a time following the discovery of a suspect device in the doorway of a public house. It was later checked and found to be a hoax. In Dublin, the Fianna Fáil party are to meet with representatives of the Clondalkin paper mills in what's believed will be a final bid by the workers to secure funding for proposals which they hope will secure the future of the plant. And the weather word for the area, generally overcast and blustery with rain persisting through the morning, however clearing later with some bright spells developing. That's it for the moment from the news desk. We'll have news again at 8 o'clock.
We know you are the type of business which wants to spend your money wisely. When you advertise, you naturally want the best results, not just locally. When you advertise on Boyneside Radio, you get value for money. We broadcast all along the east coast of Ireland, including Dublin City and County, County Meath and County Cavan. We also broadcast to 85% of Northern Ireland. Now that's value for money. Telephone Boyneside Advertising today on 041 372 42. Boyneside Radio Advertising. Get it to work for you now.
McDonald's Top 20 at number 20, Year of the Dragon, 19, Wise Guys. At number 18, White Knight, 17, Out of Africa. At 16, Teen Wolf, 15, Down and Out in Beverly Hills. At 14, Rocky IV, 9.5 weeks at number 13. At number 12, Indiana Jones. And number 11, Arctic Heat. Into the top 10, at number 10, Clockwise, 9, Act of Vengeance. Number 8, Highlander, 7, Jagged Edge, 6, Money Pit, 5, Hitcher, 4, American Flyers. Into the top 3, at number 3, Iron Eagle, number 2, Commando, and number 1, Cobra. At McDonald's, we put people before profit in Ulster Lane, Drogheda.
Carter Security Limited for all your security needs. Telephone 041 32656. Guard dogs, radio patrols, static guards, spot checks. Carter Security for private homes, building sites, hotels, factories, car parks, petrol stations, schoolyards, shops, etc. Distance no object. That's Carter Security Limited for all your security needs. Don't wait till it's too late. Telephone 041 32656.
Getting married in 87? How's this for a wedding present from the Boyne Valley Hotel? During the month of February, we're offering 20% discount on all wedding menus, plus a free sherry reception and even the offer of a subsidized honeymoon in Ireland. For more information on this great offer, contact Patricia or Bridie on 041 37737. Remember, with our beautiful gardens providing the ideal background for your treasured wedding photos and our friendly atmosphere, the Boyne Valley Hotel Drogheda is the ideal venue for your wedding reception.
There's a rockin' good sound from the Rebettes, to say nothing of it being toe-tapping, ankle-cracking, knee-knocking, thigh-slapping, finger-popping, or even wrist-twisting. Let's quickly check out, though, the front pages of the Dublin Dailies with the time coming up on 21 minutes to 8. The Indo lead, Noonan orders gas blast inquiry. More of that on the front page of the Press. Gas blast probe is ordered. Flats escape major disaster. And it's also the lead story in the Irish Times under the heading Noonan demands report as four hurt in gas blast. Secondary stories coming to all three papers. Arrest warrant for Archbishop Marcinkus, as the Irish Times has it, and Italy seeks Pope's bodyguard arrest. We also read of arrest issued for warrant. That's front page on the Irish Press. Drug protest, drugs, woman to seek work, and charge likely for firebombs. Reagan changes his story in letter. That's the story on the front page of the Indo this morning. And no avoiding hard budget, Haughey, also front page news there. New peace plan and BNI dispute. PAYE tax cuts ruled out by Fianna Fáil deputy. And a star explodes on our blind side is a front page heading on the Times, who say that the supernova or exploding star, hailed as the most important astronomic discovery since 1604, cannot be seen from Ireland. Even if it could, there are no facilities at Dunsink Observatory to photograph it, staff there said last night. Also very much out of sight, but not out of sound, another star, Olivia Newton-John. You know. Olivia Newton-John, a very physical lady, even at this early hour of the day. It's 16 and a little bit minutes away from the early hour of 8 o'clock. And if you've just joined us, can I say in the words of Hugo Duncan that you're as welcome as the flowers in May. And a bit more besides.
I had a sweet, sweet dream. I dreamed I saw my home, sweet home. I made a vow no more to roam. I saw my daddy old and gray, and I dreamed I heard my mother say, you're as welcome as the flowers in May, and I love you in the same old way. I'll be written for you day by day. You're as welcome as the flowers in May. I dreamed I saw my sweetheart there, and once again we placed her love. I listened to her low sweet voice as the moon was shining from above. Although I'm many miles away, I still can hear my sweetheart say, you're as welcome as the flowers in May, and I love you in the same old way. I'll be waiting for you day by day. Welcome as the flowers in May. Those dreams brought back sweet memories of home and days I used to know. I saw the chapel in the glen where as a boy I used to roam. And I dreamed I heard them softly say, you're as welcome as the flowers in May, and I love you in the same old way. I'll be waiting for you day by day. You're as welcome as the flowers in May. When I awoke in this strange time, where no big fortune I had found, I knew that I must turn around and set my sails in my home brine, where friends will meet me on the quay, and my love is waiting there for me. Same old way. I'll be waiting for you day by day. You're as welcome as the flowers in May. Yes, you're as welcome as the flowers in May.
Good man, Hugo Duncan, happened to make it a terrific Thursday in spite of the gale force winds and the rather unpleasant rain-like conditions. Happened to make it a bright and breezy morning too. You're as welcome as the flowers in May. What is it they say about gathering nuts in May anyway? Twelve minutes to 8.
Now watch closely, and I'll watch. sure he's king, without a doubt. With love so captive, so sorely captive, I ask if I could play the part. Alas, pure and simple, born in a world where love survives. Now men will want her, 'cause life don't haunt her. Alas, you lucky, lucky thing.
Are you wondering where to hold your wedding reception? Might I suggest the Neptune Hotel, Bettystown? Because we're the area's longest established hotel. We have the most experience in making that all-important day a success. And we bring that same expertise to all our functions. And don't forget, we serve lunches daily at the Neptune Hotel, Bettystown. Telephone 27107 or 27243.
Here's great news. At McDonald's Video Library, Ulster Lane, Drogheda, you can now hire out a video player for only $2.99 a night. Yes, unbelievable, $2.99 a night. All at McDonald's Video Library, Ulster Lane, Drogheda. Hire out your video player now.
Going out for lunch or dinner? Then call into the Rosnery. It's a lovely hotel, the food is great, and the meal will set you back surprisingly little. Going out for a drink or meeting friends? Then make your rendezvous at the Rosnery. It's the ideal place with the best of drinks and service. Looking for somewhere to stay? Then call to the Rosnery. They'll make you welcome. The Rosnery Hotel, conveniently located on the main Dublin Road, Drogheda. Telephone 37673 or 37811.
It's that man again. Bad, bad, Leroy Brown.
Well, the south side of Chicago is the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now, Leroy, morning trouble. You see, you stand about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him Treetop Lover. All the men just call him Sir. And he's bad, bad, Leroy Brown. The baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong. Meaner than a junkyard dog. Now Leroy, he a gambler. And he like his fancy clothes. And he like to wear his diamond rings upon everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental. He got a Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun. He got a razor in his shoe. He's bad, 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 Leroy Brown. Baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong. Meaner than a junkyard dog. We're Friday, about a week ago. Leroy shooting dice. And at the edge of the bar sat a girl named Adora. And ooh, that girl looked nice. Well, he cast his eyes upon her, and the trouble soon began. And Leroy Brown, he turned to fence about a fence, and the wife of a jealous man. And it's bad, 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 bad. Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong. Well, the two men took to fighting, and when they pulled down from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
yeah, really is a rootin' tootin' son of a gun, y'all. The sound of the late and great Jim Croce, the man best remembered possibly for I'll Have to Say I Love You in a Song and other great classics, with Bad Bad Leroy Brown. Curiously enough, I think his only big chart success this side of the big pond. 3.5 minutes away from 8 is the time, and in spite of everything, I still love you. It's Foster and Allen.
I still love you as I did in yesterday. Many years have gone by, though it seems just like a day. It's no wonder that I love you. You have been so kind and true. There will never be another. It will always be just you. We've come a long way together, and you've proved your love is true. And my life has been a pleasure, and it's all because of you. And to me, you'll always be just as sweet as flowers in May. And I'll always love you as I did in yesterday. Just like a day. It's no wonder that I love you. You have been so kind and true. There will never be another. It will always be just you. We've come a long way together, and you've proved your love is true. My life has been a pleasure, and it's all because of you. And to me, you'll always be just as sweet as flowers in May. And I'll always love you as I did in yesterday. And to me, you'll always be just as sweet as flowers in May.
I still love you. Letting a little romance into your life at this early hour of the day. Thank you indeed, Foster and Allen. Possibly even as I speak, you're about to head off in 1,000 different directions. Well, if you are, don't forget to bring the regulation pocket full of smiles with you wherever you go, popping on your face every so often and brighten up somebody else's life. Go on, live dangerously. Good morning, it's 8 o'clock on Thursday morning, the 26th of February. Headlines now from the Boyneside Radio News Desk. In Dublin, two separate inquiries are set to get underway into yesterday's gas blast at the block of flats in Rialto, in which four people were injured and many more left homeless. Two of those injured are still in hospital this morning, where their condition is said to be comfortable. The Soviet news agency TASS has reported that the USSR has ended its self-imposed moratorium on nuclear testing with an underground test carried out earlier today. In the United States, the Tower Commission of Inquiry into the Arms for Iran affair is due to be published later today. It's still unclear how critical the report will be of President Reagan's handling of the affair. In Italy, an arrest warrant has been issued against American Archbishop Paul Marcinkus, chairman of the Vatican Bank. He's been sought in connection with the collapse in 1982 of the Vatican Bank, Banco Ambrosiani.
The warrant charges that the Archbishop and two other Italian officials of the Opera di Re di Ligiano had been accessories to the fraudulent bankruptcy which led to the multi-million dollar collapse of the bank. The warrant can only be served if the Archbishop leaves the Vatican City, where he is at present, and steps into Italian territory. On the Irish industrial front, in the BNI dispute, the latest ICTU peace formula is set to be considered by the strike committee today. Expectations are high that the strike may be over by the weekend. The financial advisor to the Leinster paper mills at Clondalkin, Aidan Barry, says that the last hope of rescue for the mills lies in a meeting today with representatives of the Fianna Fáil party. He made his comment following the refusal of a request made by workers yesterday for £2 million in state aid. The request was turned down by the Minister for Commerce. A call for St. Patrick's Day to be made into a day of prayer for peace in Northern Ireland has come from Cardinals O'Fioch and Hume of Armagh and Westminster. In Derry last night, a number of families had to spend some time out of their homes after a suspect device was found in the doorway of a bar. It was later found to be a hoax. And the weather word for the area? Generally blustery and overcast this morning, with rain persisting for a time, but clearing later from the south, becoming mild. That's it for the moment from the news desk. We'll have a news update at 8:30.
We know you are the type of business which wants to spend your money wisely. When you advertise, you naturally want the best results, not just locally. When you advertise on Boyneside Radio, you get value for money. We broadcast all along the east coast of Ireland, including Dublin City and County, County Meath and County Cavan. We also broadcast to 85% of Northern Ireland. Now that's value for money. Telephone Boyneside Advertising today on 041-37242. Boyneside Radio Advertising. Get it to work for you now.
We got it. The great shout got today. Bubbling Boyneside Radio. In touch with you.
Wakey wake! Ho!
Hope and be your funky boyfriend.
Old Bowl of Soul and then some. Good man. Sam Moore with Lou Reed, Soul Man. The time, 6:30 after 8. Let's flick back quickly through the pages of history this morning and remind you that William F. Cody was born on this date in 1846. He's better known, of course, as Buffalo Bill. The curious thing is, he actually usedn't hunt buffalo. He used to hunt bison. Still, I suppose Bison Bill doesn't have the same ring about it, does it? Another great Billy. Billy Ocean. Love Really Hurts. Any excuse to play that, really? What do you mean you've noticed? Well, it proves two things. You're awake and you're listening.
Kieran's Brothers Limited at 15 West Street, Drogheda's leading bacon and delicatessen store, brings you quality bacon at great prices this weekend. 3 pounds of streaky rashers for £1.95. Arlena's boiling bacon reduced to 85 pence a pound. Boneless centre-cut ham at £1.90 a pound. And if you like waking to the best bacon in town, Arlena's back rashers are now only £1.65 a pound. Specials at our deli counter include our very own home-cooked ham at 70 pence a quarter pound. Homemade coleslaw, 40 pence a quarter pound. And 2 1/4 pound cooked chickens for only £1.99 each. So if you want real quality this weekend, shop at Kieran's Brothers Limited of 15 West Street, Drogheda, where we lead and others follow.
With your very first Honda, a very special deal. As Honda dealers, we've a great new deal to offer you. A deal to celebrate the purchase of your first Honda.
From Tom Fox Car Sales, Fairgreen, Drogheda, telephone 041-33-380.
Own your own TV and video for less than £7 a week. Yes, at Rooney and Halpin, 20-inch colour TV plus VHS video recorder, only £6.99 a week on our rental purchase plan. 4-year parts and labour guarantee on TV, 2-year parts and labour guarantee on video. Rooney and Halpin, Peter Street, Drogheda, telephone 36741.
Getting married in 87? How's this for a wedding present from the Boyne Valley Hotel? During the month of February, we're offering 20% discount on all wedding menus, plus a free sherry reception and even the offer of a subsidized honeymoon in Ireland. For more information on this great offer, contact Patricia or Bridie on 041 37737. Remember, with our beautiful gardens providing the ideal background for your treasured wedding photos and our friendly atmosphere, the Boyne Valley Hotel Drogheda is the ideal venue for your wedding reception.
Dundalk Lions Club, in conjunction with Calicos and Gas, present a cookery demonstration by Eileen Keeney in the Derry Hale Hotel Dundalk this Thursday, the 26th at 8 p.m. Admission £2. Tickets available on the night. Proceeds go towards a resuscitator for newly born babies at the Lath County Hospital. So don't miss the cookery demonstration this Thursday in the Derry Hale Hotel Dundalk.
Mothers against drunk drivers, the Pope is against the pill, the unions against the workers, working against their will, the president's against the Congress, the Senate is against the House, people are against politicians, and I'm against cats in the house, but I'm for love, and I'm for happiness, and I'm for, if you don't like it, can't you just let it pass? Turning off the tube and turning down the light, 'cause I'm for nothing else but me and you tonight. The city's against the county, the county's against the state, the state is against the government, and the highways still ain't paid. The banker's against the farmer, the farmer's against the wall, the doctor's against me smoking, and the devil, he's against us all. But I'm for love, and I'm for happiness, and I'm for, if you don't like it, can't you just let it pass? I'm all for turning off the tube and turning down the light, 'cause I'm for nothing else but me and you tonight. Against the robbers, the laws are against the cops, justice is against the system, and some people are blowing their tops. The horse is against the automobile, the bus is against the train is against the jumbo jet, and I'm against fishing in the rain. But I'm for love, and I'm for happiness, and I'm for, if you don't like it, can't you just let it pass? Turning off the tube and turning down the light, 'cause I'm for nothing else but me and you tonight. Yeah, I'm for love, and I'm for happiness, and I'm for not looking for something to make us mad. I'm all for turning off the tube and turning down the light, 'cause I'm for nothing else but me and you tonight.
I'm for love. I'm with you, Tom. That's T.R. Dallas, who in reality, of course, is Tom Allen, isn't he? Well, he used to be anyway. However, the time is just 15 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock, and very shortly we'll be departing from reality. We'll be checking out what's on offer television tonight. Musical offering at breakfast time from Brian Ferry. Let's stick together. Even more exciting, let's work together.
And now the marriage vow is very sacred. The man has put us together now. You ought to make it stick together. Come on, come on, and stick together. You know we made a vow to leave one another better. But now you never miss your water.
Canned Heat had a great version of that in the early 70s. Mid-70s saw a chart success for Brian Ferry. Let's Work Together, Let's Stick Together. 1976, in fact. This, though, is 1987, February 26th. What's on offer on television tonight? Curious variety of programmes, good, bad and totally indifferent. The cream of the crop on RTE1 is undoubtedly their rerunning of Fresh Fields, always good for laugh, at 10 past 10. Martin Market, though, not to be missed at 5 past 10 on RTE2. As gripping as anything you're likely to see there all night. Two films, both, or should I say, one a film, the other a documentary, both set against troubled backgrounds, would be the highlights on Channel 4. There's their screening of Cal at 9. Part of which, of course, was shot in Drogheda and Navan. And at 5 to 11, there is a war story. Donald Sutherland narrating a film drama documentary or documenting the extraordinary achievements of a Canadian doctor who was imprisoned by the Japanese in World War II. All in good faith. Really? Richard Briers returns at 8:30 on UTV. It's the cream of the crop, unless you happen to be into snooker, in which case you'll be going boggle-eyed at 11:30. Now then, just in case you weren't boggle-eyed enough, what's on offer on BEB2? Phil Silvers at 10:10. Is the best of the lot there. By the way, there's also Ludwig van Beethoven making a return, repeat, Rave from the Grave appearance at 11:25. There's the incredibly boring Question of Sport at 8:30 on BBC One, although I thought it was atrocious until I saw the other sporting quiz last night for the first time on television. Amazing, I never thought they could make one worse. However, Film 87 at 11:10. Good, good, good. That's the best of the lot, apart from the early evening favourite, and you know what I'm going to tell you? Yes, it's Top of the Pops, the best of the lot, in spite of everything, at 7 o'clock on BBC One and RTE2. Who appears tonight? Well, somebody who won't be appearing live, because nobody knows where he is Percy Sledge, so we'll play him for you now. And they can concentrate on everybody else who's leaping up and down the charts in a wild frenzy.
Put her down. When a man
So saying, he went and brought with him his song, musical accompaniment as well. The sound there of Percy Sledge, of course, When a Man Loves a Woman. And what happens next, we leave up to your imagination. It's 24 and a half minutes after 8. How time flies when you're having fun. Lo and behold, it seems like no time. It was last Sunday, and then it was last Monday. And lo and behold, here we are again on the threshold of another weekend with Mel and Kim showing out. Oh, brazen hussies.
But I like you.
Just a little breathless breakfast time boogie get you going in the early morning. Where? Well, I'm none too sure. But if you don't know where you're going, what chance have I? Let's face it now. 27 and a half minutes after the hour of 8. Resolutely continuing on. In search of the lady in red.
Seen you shine so bright. I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. They're looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, all the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. There's nobody here.
took my breath away. I have never had such a feeling of complete and utter love as I do tonight.
Half past eight, news update from the Boyneside News Desk. The Soviet news agency TASS has said the USSR has ended its self-imposed moratorium on nuclear testing with an underground test earlier today. In the United States, the Tower Commission of Inquiry into the Arms for Iran affair is due to be published later today. In Dublin, two separate investigations are to be carried out into yesterday's gas blast at a block of flats in Rialto, in which four people were injured and 24 left homeless. In Derry, a number of families had to be moved from their homes last night following the discovery of a suspect device in the doorway of a bar. It was later found to be a hoax. On the Irish industrial front, expectations are growing that the BNI dispute may be over by the weekend. And the weather word for the area, generally overcast and cloudy with intermittent rain clearing later, giving some bright spells, and it will become mild. That's it for the moment from the news desk. We'll have news again at 9 o'clock.
Boyneside Radio Advertising. Telephone 041-37242. From Northern Ireland, 0011-37242. Boyneside Radio Advertising. Get it to work. For you now.
The Green Scene Night, this Thursday night in the new Rosnery Hotel, Dublin Road, Drogheda, presents Martin and Hilary from Slane.
My feet are here on Broadway.
Come along and hear this dynamic duo at the Green Scene Night in the Rosnery Hotel this Thursday night. No cover charge. Have a glass of champagne if it's your birthday or anniversary. Re-raw August Rulabulia, Kaylee and Old Time. This Thursday night, Martin and Hilary, my special guests at the Green Scene Night in the Rosnery Hotel, Dublin Road, Drogheda. No cover charge. Tor Cade Mila Fulcha, Rove Galaire.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Dear God, please make it McCluskey's, because it's better bread, better baked.
Delivered fresh daily to your door or from your local friendly store, McCluskey's is a must.
Going out for lunch or dinner? Then call into the Rosnery. It's a lovely hotel. The food is great, and a meal will set you back surprisingly little. Going out for a drink or meeting friends? Then make your rendezvous at the Rosnery. It's the ideal place with the best of drinks and service. Looking for somewhere to stay? Then call to the Rosnery. They'll make you welcome. The Rosnery Hotel, conveniently located on the main Dublin Road, Drogheda. Telephone 37673 or 37811.
McDonald's Top 20 at number 20, Year of the Dragon, 19, Wise Guys. At number 18, White Knight, 17, Out of Africa. At 16, Teen Wolf, 15, Down and Out in Beverly Hills. At 14, Rocky IV, 9.5 weeks at number 13. At number 12, Indiana Jones. And number 11, Arctic Heat. Into the top 10, at number 10, Clockwise. 9, Act of Vengeance. Number 8, Highlander. 7, Jagged Edge. 6, Money Pit. 5, Hitcher. 4, American Flyers. Into the top 3, at number 3, Iron Eagle, number 2 Commando, and number 1 Cobra. At McDonald's, we put people before profit in Ulster Lane, Drogheda.
Great toy clearance sale now on with many toys at half price at Town Centre Newsagents, Drogheda.
We got it, the great sound of the day, Bubbling Boyside Radio, in touch with you.
picture, he wears dark glasses. Things are going great, and they're only getting better. I'm doing alright, getting good grades. The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades. I gotta wear shades. I got a job waiting for my graduation. 50,000 a year, I'll buy a lot of beer. Things are going great, and they're only getting better. I'm doing alright, getting good grades. The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades. I gotta wear shades.
Dynamic duo, Pat and Barbara, isn't it? Yes, Timbuk 3, gotta wear shades, future's so bright. 27 and a half minutes away from 9 the time. What do the front pages of the Dublin dailies look like? Well, more or less the same as they always do, white paper and black print. However, on the Irish Press, of course, Irish Press, blue also features. The lead story there, gas blast probe is ordered, flats escape major disaster, secondary story, Haughey hints at hard budget. Prepare for a burst of the worst, then. The Irish Times, Noonan demands report as 4 hurt in gas blast, and PAYE tax cuts ruled out by FF deputies. Noonan orders gas blast inquiry is the lead in the Irish Indo. Secondary story on its front page, Italy seeks Pope's bodyguard arrest, and Reagan changes his story in a letter. They say that President Reagan, whose memory is at issue in the Iran arms scandal, has sent investigators a letter revising earlier testimony and saying he's not sure when he first authorized arms sales to Iran, administration officials said yesterday. This then is for you, Ronnie.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words always so sweet, they're gonna knock me off my feet. The lighter is there on the bottom, be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. And close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down
Plinkety plong, plinkety plong. Actually, Barry Manilow. Gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. It's 18 minutes away from 8. Usually at this time, we check out what the stars are predicting for your day today. We'll do that in a moment or three. First off, there's a dedication I want to include. Belated birthday request to Aileen Walsh, Blackrock, County Dublin. I know I played a request for her last week. The problem was, her birthday was last Tuesday, and it was on Tuesday morning I was to play something from Jim Reeves. So, it's this morning I'm playing a belated tune from Jim.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. I love those dear hearts and gentle people who will never ever let you down. They read the good book from Friday to Monday. That's how the weekend goes. I've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and a rambling rose. I feel so welcome each time that I return, till my happy heart's laughing like a clown. I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in love in my hometown. The good book from Friday to Monday. That's how the weekend goes. I've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and a rambling rose. I feel so welcome each time that I return, till my happy heart's laughing like a clown. I love those dear hearts and gentle people who'll never ever let you down. They live in love in my hometown.
Album track in this morning, Jim Reeves, Dear Hearts and Gentle People, with the music of belated birthday greeting for Aileen Walsh of Blackrock, County Dublin. Jim Reeves' biggest fan, could well be. Hope you had a very happy birthday on Tuesday. 15 and a half minutes to 9 is the time. Quickly galloping through the stars now. Pisces, 1st February 20th to March 20th. Change of plans, surprise news or even an offer may come your way today. Not saying what sort of offer, good, bad or indifferent. Aries, March 21st to April 20th. Current stars boost your career prospects, particularly if you're working in partnership or maybe just working with yourself. It's the only way you'd get on with anybody. Taurus, April 21st to May 21st. A helpful long-lasting casting trend augurs well for career ambitions, and knowing the ambitious person that you are, it could be a good day. Gemini, May 22nd to June 21st, there's luck in communications. Doesn't say whether it's good luck or bad luck, but it does say this is a good day to cooperate and avoid any differences. I'd imagine any day would be that sort of day. Cancer, June 22nd to July 23rd, you're advised to sort out your priorities and organise yourself to fit in a social jaunt this evening. Yes, all work and no play, you know, the rest yourself. Leo, July 24th to August 23rd, trivial problems might plague the start of the day, and then they'll be replaced by really major problems. No, events will eventually turn out in your favour. Isn't that a relief? Virgo, August 24th to September 23rd, if life is a little confusing, look for an improvement by the end of the week. Demand an improvement if you don't get one. Libra, September 24th to October 23rd. Energy should be high and a concentrated effort will clear routine chores in next to no time. Isn't that good news? Yes? What do you mean, no? Scorpio, October 24th to November 22nd. Plans are emphasized by good news or a fruitful meeting. It's time to build on goodwill you're owed. Are you? Well, Sagittarius, November 23rd to December 22nd. Saturn in your sign is nicely aspected, bringing old friendships to the fore. You could be taking an unexpected trip or hearing some welcome news. That'll be something different for you. Capricorn, December 23rd to January 20th. The accent is on cash and career issues and on long-term arrangements. A little exploration could give you ideas if you want to branch out. We could give you an idea, too, where you could go to carry out some exploration. I'm told Siberia is nice at this time of the year, and so, too, is the Antarctic. Now, Aquarius, finally, January 21st to February 19th. If major domestic changes are pending, a working schedule will reduce time, effort, and possibly expenditure. Overseas interests seem to be imminent. So, be flexible. Well, I leave it to you to work out that. And maybe you'd like to work out with this. I mean, the song, not the singer, Kelly Marie. Thank you.
Price Busters are back in town. Yes, Price Busters has reopened in Dominic Street, now under new management, with bigger and better selection and value and up-to-the-minute costume jewellery and the very latest in fashion belts. Plus, of course, novelty gifts for all occasions. So we're saying it loud, we're saying it proud. Price Busters are back in town in Dominic Street, Drogheda.
Tivoli Worlds at Tully's of West Street, Drogheda. Visit the Tivoli Consultant from Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day. Display of garments. Latest brands of wools include Caprice, Bubbles and Luster. The Tivoli Consultant is only at 110 West Street, Drogheda. But Tully stocks Tivoli Wool and Boat Shops, numbers 87 and 110 West Street, Drogheda.
McDonald's cup of soups,
E-I-E-I-O.
There is a good plain chicken soup,
E-I-E-I-O.
With a here and a there, here a there a everywhere a new McDonald's cup of soups,
E-I-E-I-O.
There is a good plain oxtail soup,
E-I-E-I-O.
With a here and a there, here a there a everywhere a new McDonald's cup of soups,
E-I-E-I-O.
There is a good plain vegetable soup,
E-I-E-I-O.
With a
hurdy gurdy Bjorn and Borg
here and a
finna dinky dinky dinky.
There,
hang on, Jed. What kind of vegetable is that?
Well, heck, that's the sound of a Swede.
New from McDonald's, three good plain cup of soups.
Dinky dinky.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Dear God, please make it McCluskey's, because it's better bread, better baked.
Delivered fresh daily to your door or from your local friendly store. McCluskey's is a must.
Ladies, isn't it time you deserved a treat? Avail of the opportunity this Friday and Saturday at Matthew's Boyne Shopping Centre when Margaret, the beauty consultant from Ellen Beatrix, visits Drogheda. Margaret will be offering advice and your own personal beauty chart, absolutely free. Also, a super gift can be yours with purchases of £15 and over. So, see you this weekend at Matthew's Boyne Shopping Centre.
Oh, remember yet before we met,
the man is so right. Loving you has made my life sweeter than ever. Mind you, there are those who said I was sweet enough already. Admittedly, a very small minority. 3.5 minutes away from 9 the time. Good morning to you, Paul Simon. And the Dixie Hummingbirds. Have you got a love song for us? Nobody ever tell you bad manners to say when I'm supposed to say yes.
When I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
I say now, who do?
Ooh.
Who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy,
singer in a Sunday choir.
Ooh.
Oh, my mama loves me, she loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me.
Oh, she loves me like a rock. She rocked me like a rock,
oh, oh baby,
she don't love me.
She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me. When I was grown to be a man,
grown to be a man,
and the devil would call my name,
grown to be a man.
I say now, who do,
ooh,
who do you think you're fooling?
Grown to be a man,
I'm a consummated man,
grown to be a man.
Snatch a little purity, my mama loves. She loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me.
Oh, she loves me like a rock. She rocked me like a rock.
Oh, baby,
just don't love me.
She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me. And if I was the president,
oh, the
minute the Congress called my name,
oh, the president,
I say now, who do? I'm up on the presidential podium. My mama loves me. She loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me.
Oh, she loved me like a rock. She rocked me like the rock. Oh, baby, does she love me?
She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me.
It's 9 o'clock on Thursday morning, the 26th of February. National and international news headlines from the Boyneside Radio News Desk with Mike Ahern. The Soviet news agency TASS has said the USSR has ended its 18-month-long self-imposed moratorium on nuclear testing, carried out an underground test earlier today in Central Asia. In the United States, the Tower Commission of Inquiry into the Arms for Iran Fair is due to be published within hours. It's still unclear how critical the report will be of President Reagan's handling of the affair, although it's expected that members of his White House staff will come in for the harshest criticism. On the industrial front, expectations are growing that the BNI dispute may be over by the weekend. The latest ICTU peace formula is to be considered by the ship's officers' strike committee today and the company tomorrow. Meanwhile, in what's seen as a last-ditch effort to save the Leinster paper mills at Llandorkin, representatives of the mills are to meet with members of the Fianna Fáil party today. Yesterday, a worker's request for £2 million in state aid to save the mills was rejected by the Minister for Commerce.
In Northern Ireland, the OUC fraud squad is investigating a contract between the housing executive and a local firm which cost more than double the original estimate for the job. In 1983, the firm had put a cost of £450,000 on the contract to microfilm housing executive records over a three-year period. However, in 1986, the actual cost had risen to over £1 million. In Dublin, two separate investigations are to be carried out into yesterday's gas blast at a block of flats in Rialto, in which four people were injured and 24 left homeless. The condition of the two people still in hospital after the explosion this morning, 20 or